just one horse pulled it, and it was, the rake was not quite as long, possibly just maybe 12 feet in length rather than 16 or 14 or 16 feet. But just one horse could pull it.
But it was like a buck rake? It was another?
No, it was a rake.
It was a rake?
Rake that actually raked up the hay.
Okay.
The buck rake took the hay after it was raked up.
And stacked it.
And stacked
okay.
And took it to the stacker.
Yeah. Okay.
And the buck rake looked the same as the stacker, only in the opposite position.
I got you. Do you know anything about, I was wondering, since you're on a ranch, do you know anything about saddle parts or bridle parts? Is that something you'd be familiar with?
When you mention the name, I'll know what it is.
Okay. Possibly. Let me let you look at a saddle and see if you know any of these parts. Like number one here.
That's a horn.
Okay. And number three, the thing it sits on. Is that familiar? Would you call that a pommel?
Well, yes, I'm sure they would, but I'm not that familiar
okay.
with it. I know
okay.
where the cinch is.
All right, where's the cinch? Is this it right here, number 13?
Right here. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how about number 10? What is that?
Oh, that's the stirrup.
Okay. And number 14 would just be the what?
The body of the,
okay.
I don't know what they call it,
okay.
the back of the saddle.
Okay. Well, number two, the back of the saddle.
Mm-hmm.
Would you call that the cantle?
Possibly, but I really don't
okay.
know those things
that's
at
okay.
all.
That's okay. What would you call these strings? Number 12. Would they have
just
a name?
Just strings, weren't they?
Okay. And how about number, would a number 11 or number 8, this part down on the side of the saddle, have a name?
Yes, it does, but I
that's
can't
okay.
tell you
that's
what it
okay.
is.
That's okay. We're just trying to see if there may be different names for some of these. How about for the bridle, number 11 here would be called the what? The part that went in the horse's mouth.
Bit.
Okay. Would these little rings, number 10, have a name?
They carry the
yeah.
the reins.
Would they call them snaffle bits, or is that
they
a...
call it a... I don't
that's,
know that.
Okay.
They had called it, had a name for it, but... And then each one of these were different in here, too, or could have been.
Okay.
Because some of them were depressed the tongue.
Okay.
And if they were, you had an unruly horse, you put that kind of a bit in his mouth because it made him more manageable. But I can't tell you which is
okay.
which.
How about number 5 and 6 up here? Those would just be the what?
The reins.
Okay. And would this number one, this part that goes across his forehead, would it have a name? Why don't you go ahead and get that? Yeah. Do you know any of these other?
Well, this is a head strap, isn't it?
Oh, great.
And
okay.
this is a nose strap.
Number two.
Number two.
And number one is a
head
strap.
Head strap. And then the choke. Where's the neck
right
strap?
Here.
Right here.
Neck
right.
strap
the
is number
strap.
4.
Oh, okay.
okay. How about number 9, the part that goes behind his ears? Would it have a name? Would that have a name?
Would it have been ear straps? Or?
Maybe ear straps, yeah.
I don't...
Yeah, I'm not sure
I'm
either.
Not sure
that's
either.
Kind of why I was asking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's
I know
fine.
How to get one on.
How about these number 3, the ones that go down beside his face here, the cheek?
Well,
the cheek.
That's part of the, bit.
Okay. Okay. That's all... That's the only diagrams. I was just kind of curious about that. In the old days, did they have wild horses here?
I don't know.
You don't
of any.
Remember
no,
any
I
wild
wouldn't.
Horses?
No.
Okay. We've talked a lot about domestic animals like cows and horses. I wanted to ask you what kind of wildlife they have in this area. What kind of wild animals?
Well, right now we are inundated with elk. We had over 700 head of elk on the ranch this winter. 700 elk, and we're trying to get the darn things to move, get off the pasture, you know.
Can you not hunt them?
Well, very, very few. They limit the hunting just ridiculously. It's limited to the point where I think they're going to allow 50 licenses this year, and we open the ranch for hunting. Please come up and be our guest, you know. But you still have to go through the fish and game. Huh. And it's getting to the place where animals are more important than people, and you could the elk can have all of the feed that they want, but if you take cattle up there, it's the wrong thing, you know.
Mm.
And we pasture cattle all summer long,
mm.
and it's difficult to do when the elk have already had their firsts.
Mm.